Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am here in studio with Tom Schreier and my roommate, Elias Bonnet, in here in the studio with me.
I don't know why we allow this man in here.
I don't know either.
I have no idea. All I know is every time I sit in here just playing on my phone, get asked to talk about sports.
And I'm just playing Fruit Ninja. I am frightened, Colton Lesky. Do you know why I'm frightened right now?
Why are you frightened?
Because I'm staring right at Batman.
The Dark Knight.
You got Batman. That's so well done. It's a sticker on your phone. You're not on your phone. God, my brain sucks. On your computer. And the little bat is lit up by the Apple sign.
I know. It's perfect, right? This is, by the way, terrible content for people who have to listen to this and can't see what's happening.
I just want people to know I'm scared right now.
It's easy to strike fear into your heart, though, Tom.
It is. It is.
You're
it
always
is.
A little nervous about something.
It is.
We have a lot of basketball to discuss. We had the Timberwolves trouncing the Warriors. I know it's preseason, but I can get excited for it. We had the Timberwolves beating the Warriors. Basically, I think that makes them better than almost every other team because they beat the Warriors, who are the champions.
Yeah,
why
even play this season?
There's no need for the regular season anymore.
Why would you play this season?
There's no reason
Elias
for it.
Sports Bureau, why are we playing this season?
You know what they say, preseason is basically the season.
That's the widely accepted take in the sports world, in the sports universe. But they beat the Golden State Warriors 111-97. A couple things I noticed in the game. Obviously, there was an uptick in minutes for the starters. Jimmy Butler looked pretty good. Wiggins actually looked really good. I thought he looked good on both sides of the ball. He had 14 points. Butler had 16. Towns had 16 as well. Gibson, again, with the threes. 13 points. He was shooting some threes.
I think this is part of his game.
I'm just going to say this. Can we call him Grandpa Curry now?
Grandpa Curry.
Is that?
He's a 32-year-old man.
Yeah, but it's sports 32. In sports, 32
yeah,
is too old.
That's
he's
true.
Grandpa Curry.
Yeah.
I'm just calling him that. That's just what I'm doing. My favorite play of the game, though, was the pump fake for three from Towns. And then just, who was it? Iguodala sailing past him, and then he splashes it.
Yeah.
As Iguodala has to take a seat on the bench and watch him hit that shot. I hope he does that every single game. I hope he tries to do that at least once a game.
Yeah. Look, it's part of his. It is actually part of Towns' game. I have no idea if Taj. Like, we were joking about this. We did Wolves Wired, David Naylor, Tim Fakeless, and they were. Tim and I were joking. On media day, we asked Jang if that was going to be part of his game, hitting threes. No one thought to ask Taj. Like if someone asked Taj that, they would have been escorted out of the room. They'd be like, sir, you need to be examined. We have Mayo Clinic right next door. You know, like, this is... Is that the most shocking thing? Like, I'm not shocked Towns is taking threes. They're pump faking and doing crazy stuff. I'm confused by Taj Gibson.
I think it's tied. I think it's a tie between Taj Gibson 3 and... Shabazz Muhammad's consistency on offense. I think those are tied because he had 10 points.
Yeah?
He hasn't had last game definitely wasn't as good as his first game, but he hasn't had one of those games where he's like 1-for-10 and he just won't pass the ball. Like, he had a pretty solid game again. And
yeah.
So offensive consistency, Taj Gibson 3, those are about tied, but with Taj just edging him out.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. We were talking about that too. Is, in your opinion, why is this happening with Shabazz Muhammad right now? Is this an age thing? Because he was in a contract year last year. That's the easiest explanation. Is just it's contract year. He's trying to make money. But he was last year, and he was just a dark hole on offense.
I think that he bet on himself last year, and then it was kind of a gut check to bet on yourself, go out there, and realize their offers weren't that great. I feel like the offers from the Lakers were pretty bad, honestly.
No, they were like, you want to play here, right? And
yeah.
He's like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
Exactly. And so I feel like that was a little bit of a gut check, and he came back and he was like, he's saying, okay, I actually really got to put in some work. I got to be a team player, not just an, think I'm an offensive guy. And I think he actually learned a lot over the summer. That's what it looks like from his play on the court. Yeah. He learned a lot from that summer of just going out there and having nobody really want him on the team.
This is like when Colton goes and bets a ton of money, and he goes, "Oh wait, I actually don't have money." Like he's like, "Oh, is that the consequence?" Yes, that's the consequence.
Like, that was so rude, calling out my gambling. I'm making solid bets for the readers of my column every single week, and you know it.
Yeah, no, I'm joking, kind of about that, but but no, I mean, and we're overreacting to preseason. Did you stayed up and watched this, or were you just up? Be honest.
I was gonna be up either way. If we're gonna be honest,
it was the weirdest. It was like it started at 1, didn't it, or something like that.
Yeah, like it was like 12. When did it start? 12:45. I started watching a little bit into the first quarter because I was like in bed, and I actually forgot. I thought it was today in the afternoon, but I forgot about the time difference that it was last night or early this morning, depending on where you're looking at it. And so I was just kind of tuning in, and I ended up staying up pretty late. So yeah, I was up at like, what was it? What was it? Bonnet, 5 o'clock this morning, I said, right? I told you this morning.
Elias Sports Bureau. That is who that is right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically, the Bureau. I just call him the Bureau.
The Bureau.
The Bureau.
That is what they call me. I saw their Timberwolves' next game is at 6 a.m.
That's better. Like, that's 10 times better.
That's better.
Because nobody, like, even people, unless you truly are just nocturnal, like, when people stay up late, it means they're staying up until, like, 3. Like, I don't think anyone naturally is just, except for a Reef who just doesn't sleep, our football guy. Like, no one's just up at from, like, 1 to 5 or whatever, 1 to 4, I don't know.
We've actually, because we keep betting on the West Coast college football games, so we keep staying up to, like, 2 in the morning watching sports on Thursdays and Fridays and
so
Saturdays.
So you're like, yeah, I just need, like, 2 more hours.
Yeah, it's just,
awake.
Like, 2 more hours, really. Oh, it's honestly not that big of a difference because what we bet on like the Washington State game last week and we're like Stanford.
Great game. Good job, Washington State. That was a great game.
We're proud of them.
Yeah, they beat Stanford. Yeah, yep. That's right.
No, USC.
Oh, USC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so like we're on that schedule already. So actually if the Timberwolves played their if they played their entire schedule in China, I don't think we'd be thrown off by a lot. Bureau and I would be holding it down.
We should point this out. Glenn Taylor was actually in Minnesota for the Lynx championship, flew out to China, which only very few people, Cole Molesky, one of us, you know that's true.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can just hop in a plane and just go to China. But I guess the Shanghai, do you remember what the city was in? We literally just talked about this morning, cannot remember. The city the first game was played in.
Wasn't it? It wasn't Beijing, was it?
No, I can look it up, but it's the one in Shanghai is much more meaningful. Like it's going to be a bigger crowd and all that. So, I don't know. Yeah,
Speaking of that game,
Glenn Taylor will be at that game. That's I think the point I was trying to make.
Speaking of that game, what is one thing you want to see that you haven't seen from this team yet in that game?
It's a super good question. Shenzhen. That is a city of 12 million people, as Tim Fakeless says in his lead for the zone coverage.
I'm just super glad that I was in studio to see the facial expression through that pronunciation attempt. Priceless.
We were joking. So this is how, and I will get to your question. I just answer whatever I want to answer.
I know. He does what he will.
We were talking about this, actually. I was talking to produce the machine and then watch the Lynx championship game at a local establishment, a local watering hole here. Blue Door, which has good food. There's Chinese media here for the Timberwolves because Cat's so popular.
Really?
They've had as much as two people. And I said, I always like talk to these guys and I realized I'm like, I don't think they know what I'm saying. Like they're nodding and being polite. And I'm like, the weird thing is everyone does that. So I don't know if it's, you don't know what I'm saying or you're just one of many people who think I'm just a ridiculous individual.
Poor Tom, just going through life, just a bunch of smiling faces, nodding and walking away.
Right. I think here's the thing. It's not anything unique. I noticed a couple things. You mentioned Shabazz, like kind of changing his perception in one game. And then the other guy was Jeff Teague, who came out and said at Media Day, I hear about Ricky Rubio all the time. Unlike the haters, like Cole Molesky, there's a lot of us missing old Ricky, who now has a sweet tattoo. He's got that long hair. He's got that beard. He's looking like a man right now.
The bromance is so real between you and Ricky Rubio.
I just want to love something that much.
Just once.
I want to see if these guys get, because they only have 3 preseason games, right? They had this, like, which is, it is kind of cool that they did it in like very important settings. I know that they're playing at the Honda Center, so like the Ducks Arena, but you know, they had a game in LA when they were in San Diego so long against the Lakers. It's always an event when you got Lonzo and LaVar Ball. And then you have these 2 games in China, which obviously are going to be a big deal. You're overseas playing basketball, especially for a guy like Towns who has a fan base out there. I want to see, does this solidify that going into the season? Do people go into the season going, Ricky who? That's a stupid tattoo. Why do you have bears? Isn't it like lions or bears or something?
It's like a lion.
It's like, shave your face, man. You know, like if people just turn on little Ricky Rubio, and then if people are sold on Teague and sold on Shabazz, I the Taj Gibson thing is just so weird. I don't know what's going on there, and I can't really comment. Like, I just don't know what's happening. By
just
the way,
label that as shook.
Yeah.
All right.
No. And what's that? Did you see why he's wearing 67, by the way? It's like a reference to the project he grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, some, like, basically, like, there's kids who wanted me to wear it. And he's like, yeah, okay, I'll be the first NBA player ever to wear it.
I love that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think those are the guys that need to be sold on. Everyone knows that Jimmy Butler's good. Everyone knows that Towns is good. Wiggins, sign your contract, dude. Like, that's the other big development. Please just sign a $148 million contract.
Sign the contract.
But outside of that, like, none of these guys really need to sell them. You know, we got to see the chemistry, and this is why they're going to China and San Diego and all this. But I just, yeah, I'm curious. Do these guys come out and do that again? I know it's preseason.
He doesn't have a new agent either, does he?
No, he's representing himself.
Yeah, like, he hasn't
also,
hired a new
Billy
agent.
Billy Duffy is getting paid because he's negotiated the contract. I think he wants to start his own agency. I did seriously.
Is he trying to pull like a LeBron?
Yeah, like I think him and his buddies want to like negotiate their contract, which is fine. Other than that, like, it was weird at Media Day where he's like, yeah, I want to read it over a couple times. And I'm like, no, that's actually why you have an agent. Like, it's not
you're
like
also going into camp. Like, you don't have any time to read it over. You're going from camp to China to play basketball. Like, when are you reading it over exactly?
Yeah, everyone else is studying the plays and Andrew's like, wait. I don't like this phrase.
I don't like the phrasing in my contract.
Yeah. Wait, why did we skip 1-3? Like, someone's got to redo this. No, I don't know.
I don't like that at all.
That is the weirdest thing. And I like that he's carefree and doesn't let anything bother him and all this, but this should bother him. This is generational money. Please, Andrew Wiggins, sign your contract.
Please sign
the contract.
This
is getting ridiculous.
I think the thing I want to see a little bit more of is the Tyus Jones 3. I want to see him shoot a few more threes just to see how comfortable he is, because he took 2 shots from range and made one of them, so he's shooting 50%.
Yeah,
which is
sustainable.
Which is just grandy, but it's just dandy. But I really want to see him shoot like 5 or 6 in a game. I don't know, is that too many? Or I just want to see him be able to stretch the floor. I know you can drive in Jones. I know you can drive into the paint and put up the ball and make layups and things like that and pass the ball around. I want to see you shoot a few threes as well and stretch the floor with Crawford.
It's important because his role is as the backup point guard. But if Aaron Brooks makes this team and you assume you kind of want that veteran presence as your backup, Tyus Jones was used kind of interestingly as just like a kind of a clutch player last year. Like, remember, you'd be like, wait, Tyus Jones? The game's still going on, right? We still got a couple minutes left, and this seems really important. Tyus Jones. I don't know if it is a clutch gene or whatever. I mean, there's going to be scientists and stuff that figure that out. But it does seem like certain players do just kind of have a knack for hitting a big shot at a big time. And I could see why that's important. I think if, you know, he's probably developing into being a reliable backup, if not could become one this year. But it'd be nice to have like another role for him on the bench. And that would involve, obviously, what it would be is he'd be like the fifth option, but he'd be the fifth option sitting in a high percentage zone, probably uncovered, to hit a three.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I agree. I think that's what he's going to do is kind of important.
Well, I know Jones is kind of Thibodeau's guy, but I don't know how much this weighs into it.
Are you a Jones hater?
I'm not a Jones hater. Okay? I'm worried for him. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, he's one of us.
Exactly. Aaron Brooks is in there with 37% from three on his career, and Jones is 33%, but only two seasons. So it's hard to see if that's really a benchmark for his success from downtown. Yeah. So I don't know if one of them comes out and he is just shooting way better from three than the other. I would hate to see Jones take a backseat to Aaron Brooks because he just isn't shooting enough threes.
I'm guessing he's the primary point guard. The primary point guard. Aaron Brooks's role on the team could simply just be like a practice guy, right? Who makes sure everything's done right and things you wouldn't expect out of Tyus Jones. I also just like that Tibbs pushes everyone. And he's pushing Wiggins by bringing Butler aboard, right? I mean, he's pushing everybody on the team. I mean, Jones, that should be part of his game, I would think.
For sure. And there's a couple other things, just NBA news that I wanted to get to quickly. Warriors trying to get the All-Star game in 2021. That'd be a pretty cool place to have an All-Star game, right? You're sending me out to that game, right?
Yeah. Look at this. This guy comes on this show, demands money. Demands money. You had it. He had it. But he gambled away. New arena, right, in San Francisco. Given how, thriving, obviously, and important San Francisco is, B, just how well that team's doing, it seems, I feel like that's one of those things that's like, can we have it? And they're like, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, I mean, why are you petitioning? Just, go ahead.
Go ahead and take it.
This seems like a no-brainer to me, obviously.
That's what I would say as well. The other thing, I know I'm younger than you, but we're not even going to get into numbers. We're not even going to get into numbers.
Wow. It's Friday, man. I'm trying to enjoy my day.
Rap album.
Be nice to him. We're trying to go out to see the All-Star game.
Yeah, but
I'm basically a regular now, right?
Yeah, we got the bureau, dude.
The bureau's
set
right.
In the bureau.
The bureau's contracts, right.
Yeah, the you're like Wiggins, right. You won't sign it, dude.
The bureau's right. But anyways, Damian Lillard drops another rap album. The letter O was his first one, and then Confirmed is his second one. Do you think that this hurts him when the media is voting for All-Star games?
It should not. It was good, right? The last one was good. I feel like I heard a song or two.
I liked it.
Yeah, I know. I have a friend from.
I liked Baggage. I liked Plans. I'm looking up the entire album because
Why do you think it would hurt him? Because people feel like he's not committed, or why?
Because people feel like he's not committed. Because
he's doing it in the off season.
I'm not saying it's a problem for me, but he hasn't been to an All-Star game in a few seasons, and he has been about as good as he's been the entirety of his career.
Yeah.
Do you think this is hurting him in the mind of voters, or do you think there's just too many good point guards in the West? Because just look at the resumes of some of the other guys who have been into rapping in the NBA and how that kind of turned out for him and the problems off the court.
Shaq, you could literally be like, pay attention, dude. Like, because Shaq had an album, right? Or was it just Hollywood?
No, he had an album.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who else.
There was I did an article where there was a list of guys who did it, had albums. But a bunch of them were like, they're doing it because their careers in the NBA were kind of over. And then the album brought them into a whole world of stuff that they probably shouldn't have been getting into.
Yeah, Shaq had that weird song about Kobe, and we were like,
That he did drunk at that bar.
Yeah, that is the Colt Molesky move. That is the bureau knows, dude. Yeah,
I've seen it. He's got an album. It's out there.
No, I mean, A, it's good.
Still in the recording process.
B, is there any more intense player? Like, Russell Westbrook or whatever. There's guys, but he is one of the most intense players in the NBA. If this hurts him, that's ridiculous. Here's what hurts him. They have conferences, and they should no longer have conferences. It's that too many good players in the West.
You're gonna harp on this until the All-Star game, aren't you?
And beyond. I'm gonna send you in a plane that has a tail that says NBA should not have conferences, and that's how you're gonna show up to the All-Star game.
Everybody already hates me.
I mean, I'll still take it. Honestly, that's fine with me.
I also wonder always, like, how do you land one of those planes? Like, do you just have a giant tarp behind you? Like, isn't that the most ridiculous? It's Friday, guys.
This is why I keep having you on. Because these are the real questions.
But dead serious, the NBA does not need conferences. I do think there's always just going to be good players that don't get voted into the All-Star game. If someone comes out and says, yeah, I'm not voting for him because he has a rap album. I don't know about that guy, but alrighty. I'm sure someone has that take.
Yeah, I feel like a few people will have that take as the season kicks off. The last thing I want to do, we always do the segment when you're on now. Tell me I'm wrong. The older, wiser version of me basically is going to tell me if I'm wrong or not. If I have a take that's way off.
I love it.
Way off base. And I only have one for you today.
Only one.
There was an Instagram picture that LeBron took of Tristan Thompson and the Kardashian film crew, the Keeping Up with the Kardashian film crew, kind of by their facility. And he said something like, blank the crappy film crew or something like that on the Instagram post.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to be a problem throughout the season? Because Tristan Thompson is having a little baby Kardashian. And so they're going to be around. They're going to be around for the season. Do you think this causes a rift? Because LeBron is the guy who's zoned in. He's the guy who wants to focus on basketball. There's going to be this Keeping Up with the Kardashians film crew and all the drama that they're going to want to bring in to help the show. Do you think this becomes a problem over the course of the season?
So how weird is it that LeBron James, who's rumored, basically people are already manufacturing Lakers LeBron jerseys, right?
Yep.
That he has Hollywood in Cleveland. Like, have these people ever been to Cleveland?
No chance, right?
You don't think Kimmy's
There's
like...
There's no fashion show that goes down in Cleveland.
Yeah, Kimmy's not like, you know what? I'm thinking about going to Miami, Los Angeles, or Cleveland.
The gem of the Midwest, I've heard.
The gem of the Midwest. Like, yeah, that's weird. I'm glad LeBron is focused. I do buy into his, like, again, I don't think he's Westbrook or Lillard or any of these guys who are just hyper nuts focused, but he seems routine oriented. He seems to have his priorities in line. Cleveland does not need this. This is why you move to the Midwest, is you're like, yeah, it gets a little bit colder. In Cleveland, it's like, it's Cleveland, but I don't have to deal with the Kardashians. Like, that has to be one of the biggest selling points of moving to Cleveland ever.
I think that's on their sign, actually. Yeah, welcome to, like, Cleveland.
They're like, lake catches fire, but no Kardashians.
You take the good with the bad. Well, that's the interesting thing, right, is that you've got the locker room where Isaiah Thomas, he's going to be super focused, especially because the Celtics traded him.
Also, might be super injured, but...
Well, he's going to be injured until Christmas, probably. Yeah. But once he comes back, he's going to be super focused.
Yeah.
LeBron is going to be ultra focused. I think Derrick Rose will probably be pretty focused because he's kind of...
He's 28 and trying to last 5 more years in the league.
He's going to try and rebound his career. And then you've got Tristan Thompson and the Kardashian film crew in this other corner. And they're both going to be on the same team for 82 games. There's no way in my mind that this doesn't create a problem.
So we talked about the Thunder. Was that the last show where we were like, this is either going to be like a sweet team or Carmelo's going to think he's like 27-year-old Carmelo and just balling out and, you know, thinks he has to be the number one guy. And Westbrook's going to be like...
We talked about them and the Houston Rockets are the two teams that have kind of the most potential for problems.
Make or break. And I don't... With Houston, Houston has that problem, but the Thunder seem to be worse. Like, you just see how it really could go bad. This is, like, catastrophic because it's, you know, they're going to get bored playing in this stupid Eastern Conference where, like, most of the teams aren't good enough to, like, half-ass LeBron. He would come here to Minnesota. I'd watch those in person. I'm like, LeBron's on autopilot. He will get a triple-double. He is half asleep. Half asleep in that game.
Well,
and now you're going to have the boredom plus... I don't know. I mean, I guess NBA teams have to deal with this. All these players have posses and all this. They probably have to. But the Kardashians it literally ruins. Like, what was it? Rashad McCants? Have we forgotten about this?
And Lamar Odom.
But Rashad McCants, Lamar Odom's like such on a whole different level, and that's a very good point. But
and James Harden too. I'm just going to throw that out there too.
But James Harden's fine. He survived.
I know, but his fat season.
Yeah, that's right. That fat season. Elias, you have stats on this? How much fatter was he during that season? Yeah,
I can't tell you, honestly. All I know is the curse is real.
The curse is real. The Bureau said it.
You heard it from the Bureau first. The curse is real. It's alive and well.
People are going to stop trusting the Elias Sports Bureau. They're like, wait, is that dude?
That's why there's a radio show. I won't make it on TV.
When we switch over.
Yeah.
The Bureau sticks with radio.
Oh, God. No, so
you think it's definitely going to be a problem, though?
Yeah. They have to. They're going to be so much more talented. Everyone. The speculation all season long is going to be, is LeBron going there? And the Lakers will be front and center, not only because of LaVar Ball, and in this order, LaVar Ball, Lonzo Ball, and then what the team could potentially become. But now, like, now LA really has to focus on LeBron, because you assume, you know, Westbrook's not going anywhere. If he's not, and they have success that season, then you're losing out on Paul George. Is Paul George really going to be like, yeah, you know, it's really working out well. We have like a potentially championship caliber team here in freaking Oklahoma City. And
Melo has to be there for 2 years, unless they trade him. Melo's contract is 2 years.
I'm under the impression, though, if Melo really put his foot down, they're not going to fight it. Like, they know what the deal is with him. But
I'm just saying, like, you could have that nucleus potentially for at least 2 years.
And it's not like Paul George is going to be like, yeah, I'm leaving you guys just because I want to live in L.A. Like, these guys barely are even in the city that they play in. We've had this conversation before. Let alone, I think Oklahoma City itself is probably fine. You know, it's not quite Cleveland. Listen, it's not Cleveland. The Kardashians don't even think about going to Oklahoma City. But yeah, I mean, L.A. is going to make a serious pitch for him. And he can't be like, well, there's no distractions here. They'll be like, Kardashian's right there.
She looking at me.
They had a whole season long. For some reason, they get front row seats. Yeah, it's a bad thing for Cleveland. Like, it's just going to distract people there.
Let's not forget that they're already kind of overpaying Tristan Thompson as well, too.
Yeah.
They're overpaying him, and now he's bringing all this in. I think
LeBron, see, the thing is, LeBron can be like, peace. I don't deal with this, baby.
Exactly. He can just dip out right away.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that if it's enough of a distraction where they actually take a third seed and Washington just balls out again all season long. And
Washington's such a weird dark horse in that. Yeah.
If Bradley Beal and John Wall stay healthy again, which I know is a really tough bet to sell with Bradley Beal's history, but if they can stay healthy again for, what, like 74 games? That might be a second seed team, maybe. And those are really the teams that you have, because nobody else is going to contend with those three teams.
I want to go back to Rashad McCants. Literally came out. Now, I don't think he should blame, was it Khloe? There's so many Kardashians and it's all a mess. But which one did he date? Do you remember?
I'm pretty sure it was Khloe.
Yeah, and he was like, Khloe ruined my career.
We're going
like,
to have some fans of the Kardashian show just yell at us.
Yeah, just tweet out on Twitter. And there's actually many. I probably shouldn't mess around with the Kardashians. Yeah. But
we're going down.
You enjoy this one, Biro?
Oh, absolutely.
It's good.
I'll go down this ship any day.
Go down in flames. Yeah, no, I just... Yeah, he straight up came out and said, this ruined my career. And I'm sure there's some truth to that. I think he should take some ownership over his own career. But
you would think.
But it is Rashad McCants. Yeah, it's serious. Colin, you bring me down, man.
All right. Hey, that's 5 for 5, though. My wrong takes.
5 for 5. Record it, Bureau.
You've gotten 5. You've proved him wrong 5 times?
No.
I've gotten 5 takes right. I've gotten 5 takes right where he's agreed with me. So
good grief.
I feel like that's pretty good.
That's better odds than you get at the estate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. That's what we call our apartment, by the way, the estate.
I don't even want to come.
Yep, there we go. Okay. Anything else you want to add, Tom, before we head out?
Yeah, I'm going to finish this on a high note. Wolves have an opportunity to do something fun. I actually don't even care if they win. I just think it'd be fun if Teague really balls out. Muhammad really balls out. Tyus hits some threes.
It's a safe limb you're going out on. It's a safe limb.
I'm trying to be positive. You brought the Kardashians into this podcast, which was so uncalled for.
That's what I do. Controversy. Let it rain.
Let it rain. Good grief. Alrighty. Yeah, no. I mean, I think this game, pay attention. I think it's gonna be
a good game.
A crazy crowd. And I hope for your sake, Tyus Jones knocks down some threes, and we see more madness from
I'm just
Minnesota
voting for
Timbers.
Tyus' sake. I just want to see Tyus do well.
One of us.
I just want to see him do I just
one
want to see him do well.
One
That's
of
all
us.
I want.
Not a Kardashian. One of us.
And not like Ricky Rubio. He's going to be better. Here we go. I'm ending on that. Thank you for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast. The Bureau, Tom Schreier, and your host, Colton Molesky, on another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.